All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. Their sleepy time gummies knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else, for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order. Man, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. Can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's pretty common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and you find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror, and that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with the convenient and quality access to a range of their hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your own couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose your personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. Process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. That's right. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. Dang it. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to this special edition of Drinking Bros Sports. the night before the big boy tourney starts. God damn, it's the best time of the year. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. We've also got a bunch of giveaways that we're going to do for the tourney. Today, though, we're going to do a quick show on sleepers. Sleepers that the three of us believe in who can make a deep run in this tournament that maybe a lot of people potentially aren't talking about. At the top, though, Bob, let's get into what MyBookie is doing, because right now, for all Drinking Bros listeners, I believe it's $20. It's a bracket, and then our overall bracket will win $2,500. Is that correct?
Yeah, so you just go to MyBookie.com, you enter their $100,000 bracket challenge, and then you send me, you enter the normal challenge, you send me, you email me, rob@tetherballacademy.com.
Okay.
You send me your MyBookie account number.
All right.
I take all those account numbers, I send them to our MyBookie rep, and he's going to pool them together and keep track of who wins out of our listeners, out of the Drinking Bros listeners.
All right.
And whoever gets first place out of the side bet pool that we have wins $2,500.
That's awesome.
And also, you're still eligible to win the $100,000 from MyBookie as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. Because they're doing it big, man. They've got a huge bracket with everybody else involved, much like an ESPN or a Warren Buffett or anything else. You're still entered in that as well, and I'm amped about it. I went hard last night on UNC.
Oh, boy.
That was the only game I chose. Those two dick-around schools, man, I don't fuck with that shit. You guys know that.
It was a great game.
Yeah, it was an awesome game, but that's why I don't bet on it.
Yeah.
Is because, same way with college football, those teams that are on the fringe of the 25, you don't know who's going to win.
Yeah.
And, I mean, literally, that came down to a full-court pass there. I mean, it was longer than Leitner.
Gutted for my boys at St. Francis.
I wanted the under 500 so team in the
fucking. I know. I did too, man. I really did. And they were up at half. I mean, they looked great.
They were up. I mean, they had a chance to win. The guy fucking, you know, there's a reason they're under 500. The guy fell out of bounds.
Jesus Christ, man. Towards the end, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
We understand why these teams are who they
Eventually, you regress to the mean.
But then you see North Carolina, who hit, what, 900 three-pointers last night?
I think they were above 50% from three.
Never seen anything like it.
It was unreal.
The bench came in, and they were banking in
three-pointers.
They're
going to do it again, aren't they?
No.
Where
I think they'll win this
first-round game. They underachieved the entire regular season, and then they make a run in the tournament, make some noise.
We say this about the SEC in football all the time when you're like, dude, like Georgia's totally going to win this game. Where it was like, dude, everyone in the SEC on the football field has dudes.
Yep.
Even the shitty teams have dudes. North Carolina didn't have necessarily a great year, although they did win over 20 games. But they have dudes.
They got dudes.
They didn't have a good year because they just kind of like farted around. And I don't think Hubert Davis is necessarily like an awesome coach. But
I don't think he's a bad coach, though. I just think he needs time. And in this day we're living in, this day and age we're living in, like, we don't give these coaches enough time.
Yeah, that's fair.
And, you know, look, we saw it with Harbaugh. We just saw it with Ryan Day, for Christ's sakes.
Right, like, right.
I mean, it's good coaches are good coaches. I think he'll be all right.
Yeah.
You just got to give him some time.
And he's always had dudes.
Yes.
There's always dudes. They've got fucking dudes.
I mean, Roy's there every game. Why doesn't he just
I think
coach?
He still has an office.
Right? Yeah, he sure
why doesn't
does.
He just coach?
I don't know that answer, actually. You know, like, why not? So let's get into it here. One of the biggest questions from our listeners here, and I've heard this rumor for years, and I wanted to confirm it with you guys, because you guys are heavily, heavily involved into college basketball all year.
Yeah.
I don't go until right after the college football championship is over. Then I'm all in, and then I know, you know, a lot about most of these teams here. A lot of our listeners like to bet on all the unders in the first round games. Is that something we should do, and why is that?
Different background behind the net.
Yeah, they're playing in unfamiliar arenas.
I like doing that when it's a giant like football venue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's so much space. Well, it's just kind of like a depth thing.
In the Final Four, they play in a NFL stadium, or I guess the Alamo Dome is a football stadium.
I fucking hated that in basketball. Yeah. I remember playing
at the Wells Fargo Center in Philly.
Yep. After a Sixers game, and I think I airballed like three shots in a row.
I know, man. I because for me, I'm growing up in Georgia. When I played on the University of Georgia courts, just so different. And there was nobody there. So it was, I was like, fuck, man.
I mean, in high school and, you know, terrible. Middle school, you're shooting against a wall.
I know.
There's nothing behind
it. I think I scored 2 points in that game. It was awful. But I understand it. But is that something that you should do? Like, should you just go down all 16 games day one and two and just bet the unders?
No.
I wouldn't bet an under on, like, Ole Miss, UNC. I wouldn't touch that under.
Me neither.
Yeah.
College teams this year can score a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of high-powered offenses. In fact, for example, like most of the – there's 14 SEC teams in, and most of the SEC teams are elite offensively. There's only one or two that are more defensively-minded teams.
Right.
And that's Tennessee.
Yeah,
Tennessee
exactly.
And Texas. Texas plays slow, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, typically I wouldn't touch unders in this tournament, to be honest. I'd probably stick more toward lines.
Okay. Well, let's start with tonight's, since we're doing tonight's game as well. Mount St. Mary's Mountaineers against the American Eagles, which is hilarious. That's their college mascot. It is the American Eagles there. Mm-hmm. American Eagles, -2.5. Who you got?
Money line, Mount St. Mary's.
Yeah, I'll take Mount St. Why not?
Mount St. Mary's too.
Yeah, money line. Just do
it. Just because of St. Mary's. Like, it sounds too similar. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it as well. Although it is hard to bet against the American Eagles.
Yeah, but we're Catholic, so we will.
Well, I think America is a Catholic university as well.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Mount St. Mary. You're going to go against the mother of Jesus Christ?
No, I won't. I won't do that.
Yeah. Proud of you. Proud of you there. Over under in this game is 129.5, so they're expecting a 65-64 game here in this one.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah. Yeah, I'll throw some laughs and some giggles on this just to do it. But the next game, man, is actually a fucking banger, dude.
Yeah.
Xavier versus Texas. This is Texas +2.5. Xavier's favored.
Moneyline Texas.
Really?
All day. Yeah. Give me the team with the lottery pick. Trey Johnson.
I agree.
I mean, yes, better player. Not the better team, though. Xavier. Big.
Xavier ain't played nobody, Paul.
Xavier has played people. The Big East is not nobody.
Big East is good. Big East is good. I like Texas, dude. They played with a lot of fight in the SEC tournament. I think they still realize to some extent that they're probably playing for their boy's job.
Yep.
I don't think Rodney Terry losing a play-in game is going to save him.
I agree.
He made the tournament, though.
I think, well,
questionably.
Barely, yeah.
Questionably.
I think they have to win this game. And let's face it, you got a big... you know, blue blood program on primetime in a play-in game. It's a must-win tonight.
Let's pump
or he loses his fucking job.
Pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Don't give Texas that. Don't give Chris Phelan that fucking love. Texas is not a blue blood basketball program.
As a school, like they're a great sports school.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And like, you don't lose the play-in game. If it was Ohio State, by the way, I'd say the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
You don't lose the play-in game. I think, by the way, Ohio State's coach should be fucking gone. And if this guy loses tonight,
you can't fire your coach back-to-back years.
Diebler is terrible. God, he's terrible.
Was part of that championship team.
I know he was, but like,
they didn't win, but they made it.
Yeah,
he was there, and he was fine for us. He's just not a coach.
Give
like
some
Sean
time.
Miller.
Let
Sean
him get
Miller's
some money.
Coach.
Yeah, Sean Miller, who coaches Xavier.
I know.
Yeah.
So Sean Miller could take it to these boys and cost that guy's fucking job.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, Sean Miller wants to get the fuck out of there. He wanted to go to Ohio State.
I think Xavier's a great job if you don't want to be bothered.
He wanted to go to Ohio State. They did not, and they went cheaper, and that's the interesting thing of what's going on with these NIL programs is SEC is dropping money on basketball for some reason. Like, they've got the best coaches.
It's the other revenue sport.
I know.
You guys aren't dropping money on basketball. Any NIL dollar
Ohio State is
that
not.
Goes to
correct.
Ohio State is going to football.
Correct. Yes, we are not. I don't think that's smart. I mean, I
think it's dumb as hell.
I did too. But
basketball makes revenue, not as much revenue as fucking football, but it's still a profitable sport.
So one of the main ways that it makes any school money is if your school is good at one of those two sports, it attracts more applicants.
Yes.
When I was applying to college, one of the places I was looking at was Marquette, and I ended up just going to Mizzou because I didn't really care. I was like, fuck it. I got in like auto accepted with the ACT score. My friends were going there. I was like, eh, fuck it.
Sure.
But I was talking to the Marquette recruiters, and they're like, yeah, you know, you're looking good or whatever, but it is going to be more difficult this year because of Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade had just made the Final Four.
Okay.
They're like, the applications are up 100%.
Yeah, it helps, dude. And like, for Ohio State, which is a two-sport school usually,
yeah,
not this year, it helps because you want to go to both and you want to have fun, man.
How much money did Dwayne Wade make, Tom Crean?
tens of millions.
He owns
everything. He owes everything to Dwayne Wade.
Yes, I mean, I will say this forever and ever and ever, not basketball, but Nick Saban probably made the state of Alabama $100 billion.
Easily. I mean, yes. He could run for governor tomorrow and win.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Just because Alabama's attendance increased, like, 100-200% over the Saban era. Like, it's one of the most popular schools to apply to now.
Jerseys, ticket sales, applicants.
But that's the thing.
All of it.
One thing people don't realize when you go to schools, like, or when you get more applicants to a school and then get more people that go to your school, that's more alumni money that's going back into your school. Like, you building the alumni base is a huge fucking deal.
Massive.
So being good at the two revenue sports, i.e. the two greatest marketing tools that you have, by a fucking mile.
Are you a booster?
Yeah. What?
Are you a booster?
No.
I'm a booster.
Not yet.
You don't contribute?
Not yet. Yeah.
I'm a booster. And then, obviously, we've got all the NIL deals with Hard AF Seltzer. Talked to Penn State today. They're doing an excellent job up there with that. It's important, man. And, yeah, those guys are at every game. They're at everything. Oh, yeah. They run the town. And, by the way, I feel fine telling you this live on air. We're live, right? Half these calls that I'm on, the boosters and the athletic department is on the calls, man. So it's like... It's a big deal, man.
I'm going to make a very small but modest donation to Mizzou just to hold that over your head.
Okay.
That'd be nice.
I'm a Missouri booster, so.
Yeah. I steal one of the biggest Missouri boosters is an alumni of my fraternity, so I just steal valor through him constantly.
Okay.
His name's on the football stadium. He's at all the basketball games.
So some of them have a box like Drinking Bros.
Yeah.
Like Ohio State's got it. So you subscribe and then you get the box or whatever. But yeah, I'm a booster and all that other stuff. And
just want some skin in the game.
I get a magazine like once every 2 months from them. That's about it.
We accepted our CBC invite, so excited for that.
UCF,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
College basketball classic.
Congratulations. How's
playing
that team this
Oregon
year?
Oregon State.
Okay.
I don't think we played all April.
It's is weird. The NIT done?
No, NIT is going on right now.
It is. Mm-hmm. And then what's the CBC then?
It's the third
one.
I've never heard of it.
We got more practice for the boys.
Good for you guys.
It's the fucking...
It's a tournament in Vegas.
AdamandEve.com bowl.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. All right, so before we get into the big boy tournament here, we got the usual suspects here. We got the Auburns, we got the Dukes, we got the Floridas that everybody's picking. I've seen some of the brackets online and everything else. I want to go over sleepers.
Yep.
Who are three sleepers that are going to go deep or could potentially win? Bob, we'll start with you.
Okay. I like sleepers for the Final Four better than the championship because I think the championship is a really fucking...
We're here to talk about guys that make some noise.
Yeah. I'll give you four, actually. I'll give you one from each region.
Okay.
Okay. I love in Auburn's region in the South, I think UNC is actually the sleeper there. Me and Dan already picked them to the Elite Eight.
Really?
Or I did. You picked them to run to the Sweet 16, I think, at least.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what I picked?
I think Sweet 16 yesterday.
There's no
I'm sorry. I picked them to the Sweet 16 as well.
Yeah.
I think if they're hot, they're easily capable of beating Michigan State, who I think they'll meet in the Sweet 16.
Okay.
I could easily see UNC making a run to the Elite Eight Final Four. I think that is a great sleeper
in the
South region.
Yeah, North Carolina can make a run, unfortunately.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. It's really, really fucking annoying.
If they're hitting threes like that, good luck.
Flopping all over the place.
There's no chance. In the East region, this is probably the toughest hill to climb because that's Duke's region. But another team that's got dudes and has a good coach and wins in the tournament is Oregon.
Yep.
They always stack games in the tournament. They're not a round one loser pretty much ever. I think if there's a team that's going to upset Duke in this region, it's probably Oregon on pure athleticism. I don't think Wisconsin can do it. Alabama absolutely cannot
do it. I like Wisconsin, but I wouldn't consider them a dark horse.
They're not. They're a three seed.
Yeah.
I think you got to go five or lower for a...
So an Oregon or a BYU, I think, in that region's...
Yeah, BYU does also have a lottery pick.
Yeah, they're one of mine, by the way.
Okay.
So I'll give you my three. And by the way, I bet on these to win.
To win it all?
Yeah. Just as $100, like, hey, man, let's have some fun here because there's a... Duke's injuries, if that kid's out, it's going to be tough. Auburn, that kid's out, it's going to be tough. It could open the door for a... So my three that I actually bet on to win, by the way.
I don't think anyone's out on Duke.
To win. yeah, they are. That Brandon kid is, I think, questionable.
He's playing.
He's playing?
Everyone's playing for Duke.
Here's who I bet on.
All systems go.
Well, fuck it. Here's who I bet on, okay?
Okay.
was my Flyers. I put 100 on BYU to win it all. I put 100 on Wisconsin to win it all.
Okay.
And I put 100 on Michigan State to win it all as
love
well.
Love the Michigan State pick, actually. I do
so
love
those
I
are
do
my
like...
three. And
is that a dark horse, though?
It's potentially could win it all. They, you know what's weird? So somebody else said that to me when I was on the phone with them. And they have not won in 25 years.
Yeah. I believe the Big Ten has not won in 25 no. years.
Well, actually, Maryland,
Maryland
won in 2002.
Won. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so technically.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, the Big Ten hasn't really won since Michigan State.
No.
Yeah.
And I think, well, I said this on the other the show the other day, but it feels like an Izzo year. It feels like he could walk off with a title. I think it'd be a great story, and we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I've been dogging this team all year. I'm not going to stop now. Michigan State, losers.
Not, okay.
Not on it.
All right.
Out of the West, I'm actually just going to go with my Missouri Tigers.
Really?
If they're hot, they okay. can beat anyone in the country.
Yeah, except they're going to lose to Drake in the first round.
So let me talk about that for 1 second.
Go ahead.
Let me get your thoughts on this specifically. The most bet on double-digit seed in the first round
is Drake.
It's Drake.
I hate that.
Squares right. are on Drake.
All right, so Mizzou wins by 20.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Why?
Squares are on Drake.
People love Drake.
Yeah.
I don't get it. What's the spread?
Like 6.5, I think.
Because I'm betting tonight, and all my bets will be posted in Drinker Bros Sports tonight on Facebook. Private group, just subscribe. That's it. Don't be an asshole. Don't report posts. I'll put them all in there. 6.5, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the question is, does Drake bet on Drake?
You would have to think
would
so.
The Drake curse cancel itself out?
I bet he's got his. But he's got a Drake jersey.
He's got a Kentucky jersey. He's got a jersey of whoever's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. I didn't know that. Because the other one that I saw people betting on a lot is Yale, actually, over
Texas A&M. Ivy.
Yale pulled the 13-4 upset last year over Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
And so the year before that, Princeton pulled a 15-2 upset on Arizona. So people are hot on the Ivy League. They're not beating A&M.
Why are we sleeping on my boys that are making the Elite Eight? HPU, High Point University.
High Point. They did a story on him last night. So have you guys seen their campus?
No.
Holy fucking shit. It looks like Disney World. There's 18 pools. They give free ice cream. They have ice cream trucks all over campus that are free. It is the most beautiful campus you will ever see, and it looks like a goddamn resort.
It's kind of
looks like Kalahari. Man.
How
it's
I
like,
made my decision with UCF was the exact same thing.
Dude,
they,
campus.
They were showing it last night, and I was like, "There's no fucking way." I thought it was a joke, and then you show it, and you're like, "Why have I never heard of this school?"
One of the first things that comes up is High Point University, nicest campus in the country. So,
oh, is it really?
Yeah,
yeah. I was stunned video. When I saw the pictures last night. So maybe High Point does make a run. Who knows?
So there's my dark horse.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, out of the Midwest region, which I think is the hardest region to get a sleeper out of, because I think Houston's way better than everyone else in there. Honestly, I don't believe in a lot of these people. I also picked High Point to the Sweet 16. But if I had to get really weird, honestly, I'll take the other play-in. I'll take Texas.
Okay.
Texas, because Texas would run into Kentucky in the second round. They've beaten Kentucky this year already.
Yep.
Then they would almost certainly catch Tennessee, who, I don't know, Tennessee probably beats them, but I could see a slowdown game, wacky things happening. So Texas to the Elite Eight. I just think Houston's a fucking concrete ceiling.
The North Carolina spread just dropped, by the way, on my bookie. It is -1.5 against Ole Miss.
Yeah, Ole Miss is going to lose that game.
By the way, for Carolina.
Oh!
Ole Miss is not even favored in that
game. Ole
Miss
isn't good.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm hammering that, so I'll take that.
If you want a crazy championship pick out of me, just in terms of like the lowest seed.
What about Maryland?
I like them. I do like them.
He likes data, so Maryland pops off the screen offensive and defensively. I think everyone's going to be on Maryland, though, as their dark horse, quote unquote.
Like a 4 seed to make the Final Four. Yeah. The West, even though Florida's insanely good, is probably the most likely to have a wacky team come out of it, I think. But
okay. I don't know. I just think Florida's really the team this year.
Yeah, I did too.
They're going to win that.
I did too. They're just so deep, man. I mean, when you can play 8-9 guys like that, you're never tired. Their defense is elite, and defense usually wins these fucking games, man. So I'm with you. But I also like to have some lottery picks out there in the open just in case, because it shouldn't all be chalk, I think.
No.
All right, I'll give you the wackiest fucking championship pick I could bring myself to do is Texas A&M. They've beaten Auburn this year. They could easily beat Michigan State. Then they would catch, I don't think they'll catch Florida out of the West. I pick Florida to lose. So that puts them in the championship game. Then you just got a fucking coin toss,
man,
baby.
That is tough, dude. I don't even think they'll beat Xavier tonight. Or I'm sorry.
A&M.
No, who's A&M playing? They're playing Yale. I don't even know if they'll beat Yale.
They'll beat Yale.
A lot of people are picking Yale, man.
They'll beat Yale.
Man, they're very dumb.
A lot of people are picking Yale here.
Yale's not going to go back-to-back years with a tournament win.
I don't think so.
Yeah, me neither. You picking Texas for Phelan tonight?
I am picking Texas. Shout out Chris Phelan. His son Victor is getting heart surgery tomorrow. So even though I typically like to bathe in the tears of Chris Phelan's misery, I'll root for your horns tonight.
Well, and by the way, we don't do Drinking Bro of the Week on sports, but we'll do it today for you, man. You know, shit, as much shit as we give you, we're glad that you participate and you're always in the groups and the chats and everything else. So Chris Phelan, it'll be your son Victor for Drinking Bro of the Week here on our short show. And we're wishing the best for him in heart surgery. Whenever it's anybody's child going through something like this, man.
Yeah, it's fucked.
It sucks, man.
But he'll be able to spend more time with him when his kid's going through recovery. Also, you know, he'll be great, good to go. But Texas will lose, and he won't have to pay attention to the tournament anymore.
Or this is why Texas wins. And they rally around Phelan's
kid. Like a cancer kid?
Yeah.
I will say, though, I still hope Texas goes like 5-7 in football next year.
That's just not going to happen.
I don't know.
Texas
is
not going to go 5-7 in football next
year. Well, there's...
Who do they... Do they have a tough schedule next year?
No, they have the same soft-ass schedule.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they open up at Ohio State, so that'll be a fun one.
In conference, their schedule's...
Quality loss.
Pretty soft, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. If you lose that game, a quality loss. You're right. Anybody else we're missing? I got money on Houston too, winning it all.
That's your dark horse, right?
No.
With the one seed,
just defense. Like I look at a lot of defensive teams, man. When it gets to tournaments,
but Houston can score this year. That's the difference.
I know, man. And
I like for first round upsets. I like Akron over Arizona.
Love Akron over Arizona. I actually switched.
This isn't even a fucking upset because they're favored by Vegas. Colorado State's going to roll Memphis.
Yeah. I could see that for sure.
I actually switched, and I'm now convinced that UC San Diego is going to beat Michigan.
I agree.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Michigan's on a tear.
Michigan
right now.
Blew their load.
Yeah, they're on a tear, and you're right. They played a lot of games in a row, and they were exhausted. Grand Canyon, give me that 10.5 though against Maryland.
The Colangelos. Yes. I wouldn't take that.
I just want the points.
If you're betting on Grand Canyon, mm-hmm. I would also recommend buying stock in Lope. $LOPE. That is the stock because Grand Canyon's a for-profit university.
Yep.
If they win, that stock will probably go up. So buy some stock in Lope.
That's their mascot, by the way, the Lopes.
Yeah. So just double dip.
Okay. And then your last but not least here, your former partner on Softcore History.
Yeah.
Jake, he's got to be amped, right?
Oh, he's he's probably a neurotic mess right now, but I mean, not for round one, but yeah.
I think the Gators got this weekend.
Yeah. They're in Raleigh. I just bought tickets for one of my best friends in North Carolina. He's taking his son to the game on Friday night.
Tough break catching UConn second round, though.
I know.
It's
that sucks.
A brutal
man.
Eight. A brutal, brutal eight.
That's a brutal eight, and that game will be on Sunday. So I, you know, expect him to roll against Norfolk State, obviously. Oh,
also, by the way, I said this on the main show, but if you want another dark horse, just to reiterate, I picked St. Mary's to the Elite Eight.
Okay. That's a good one. They're always there for some reason, man.
As a seven seed, losing to Duke in the Elite Eight. So
okay. Fantastic.
And you know what? I have Marquette to the Final Four. Fuck it.
There you go. There you go. Why not? Why not, dude? Is that Shaka Smart?
Yeah.
That's Shaka.
Shaka, baby.
He could do it. He could do it for sure. All right, kids. It's the night before Christmas. We're about to open up all of our gifts tomorrow morning. Should be a fucking holiday, for Christ's sakes, the next 2 days. But it's not. We'll be with you. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Don't forget to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double your first deposit up to $1,000. But also, don't forget to email Rob your account number here for the $20 bracket. That'll win you $2,500 in our Drinking Bros bracket
the
as
side
well.
Rob,
and you can do three. So I'm doing three.
Yeah. Rob at Tetherball Academy Datcam.
Yes. And I will be sending you mine after the show's over. I'm going to be making my picks shortly here before I bet on tonight's game. Appreciate you tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. And you can walk away. For Hot Bob, Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are the 2025 NCAA Sleeper Picks. Good night, everyone.